Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our program. I'm going to start off today by reading a question which was sent to me. Bob, my daughter claims to be a humanist. Is there a difference between an atheist and a humanist? Well, that's a very good question, my friend. They are technically different, although even a humanist will often call himself an atheist as well. Humanists believe that God is unreachable and irrelevant to human affairs, even if he does exist. So a humanist like your daughter won't deny the existence of God. They'll just say that people are in charge of their own destiny. They shouldn't be looking to God. On the other hand, an atheist, and here I mean an official philosophical atheist who's thought about it, an atheist is convinced that all arguments put forth so far for the existence of God are flawed ones. If he ever encounters a better case, if somebody can make a better case, he says he will consider it, but in the meantime, he has reached the tentative conclusion that God does not live. Often atheists will also point to the suffering of the world as evidence for the non-existence of God. Now, just for clarification, many professing atheists do not define themselves so specifically. The description you just heard me refer to would be used by those who actually organize themselves into official atheist clubs. Often, without thinking of all the implications and without being involved with any kind of association, some person will simply say, "God doesn't exist," or "I do not believe in God." Although such people also would call themselves atheists, they should not be confused with those who would define their atheism more carefully. Of course, both humanists and atheists are making one major blunder. They are far too quick to assume that God is not making himself known. Neither have they thought about the implications of a universe apart from a creator. There can be no purpose to life if we live by randomness and chance, and nobody lives his or her life as though they were a mere accident. People live as though there is value to life. People talk about codes of ethics that we should follow. Even when somebody objects to suffering, they're saying we shouldn't suffer. You start talking about shoulds and shouldn'ts, all of a sudden you're moving beyond randomness and chance. This means even an atheist lives as if there is a God. And naturally, a humanist does too. Now, an agnostic is one who has not made up his mind about God and remains open. Next to theism, I find that position to be the most intellectually honest. If you're interested in more detail, I did do a whole series of podcasts here on the CGM Radio Network. Just go to cgmradio.com/Bob. Find episode 281, A Credible Case for the Existence of God. And there are many, at least eight or nine or so, which follow in that series. In the meantime, this is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.